Okay, so I suppose a lot of people would just presume that I am heavier into the BDSM community than I actually am. I am straight up vanilla. Aside from like some light spanking or being tied up or whatnot, I do not feel comfortable being in a scene or a situation where anybody's actually being physically abused. Not abused, but you know, it's consensual, and I understand that. But my stance on it is this is a safer way for me personally to explore it, come back from it, regroup from it, see if I like it. There's no shame in that, and there's absolutely no shame in kink. So, with that being said, I wanted to go on a teeny tiny rant about 50 Shades of Grey, the trilogy. I will try to do my best to not be completely redundant about how god-awful this trilogy is. But with that being said, there's something very, very important that I think people who are not into BDSM need to know. Kinky people do not need to be cured. Okay, let that sink in. It's their freak. It's something they like to do. And just as much as they find it disturbing that you don't want to explore your sexuality, you need to take a step back and just appreciate the fact that there's so much communication amongst this community to begin with. Honesty, and I mean, most of them are able to just finally figure out what they like, and especially what they don't like. And it's safe, which is the best part. I mean, the reason that I bring this up is because I got bored and I pirated it and I wanted to see what the big fucking fuss was about. And at the same time, I was really excited because ever since I was very young, I knew a lot about sex. And here in the States, we had this show called Real Sex, and it explored, you know, the darker side of BDSM. It was obviously a little colored in perspective what the scene was like, 'cause people in the late 80s and 90s, I think they went a little harder with the BDSM thing anyhow. But with that being said, it was probably a more accurate description or visual of what the scene could be versus what this god-awful trilogy made it out to be. So I try to hone it down to what I didn't like. And numero uno, the mere fact that Christian Grey is somebody that anybody would even consider dating is the biggest fucking red flag ever. The character in the book is so insecure and so toxic that to be in a relationship with somebody like that would be so detrimental to your safety, to your character. And there's just a lot of manipulation and isolation that go into the book that is just a mirror image of an actual emotionally abusive relationship. So there's a lot of girls out there that haven't picked up on that, and that scares me because all they seem to want to focus about is the sex. Which, mind you, believe it or not, gets actually pretty redundant after a while because there are only so many earth-shattering orgasms that you can describe before even the orgasm is blasé. So that number, the second thing I hated about this book, that I almost just wanted to throw my phone, but I continued. Oh God, I continued reading it, was the fact that he shamed her for using a safe word. There are couples who claim they don't use a safe word, but hell no. No, it's just not a safe way of practicing something that puts you in such a vulnerable position with both the top and the bottom, or, you know, both the dom and the sub. Your people are a lot more fragile than you want to think that they are, especially the tops, and it kills me that when it did happen, you didn't even feel sorry for the character because she put herself in a situation that made her feel unsafe. She continued doing it because she felt shameful for it, and he just I'm at a loss for words because I can't believe I read this fucking book. he basically, you know, affirmed, like, yes, it is wrong that you use your safe word because I am the be-all, end-all of relationships. No one else will have you. You are my property, which I have issues with in its own. There's staking claim, and then there's property, and it's basically what she was. Numeral three, the communication bit was not there in the books. Who fucking cares about spoiler alerts? So here you go. In the books, he has a very set list of submissives who are the same type, same height, same hair color, da da da, which makes him sound a bit like a sociopath. Like, I get the part where he's a sadomasochistic. That's okay. Like, he's getting his freak out, whatever. But she doesn't want to fall into this category. She doesn't want to be a sub. And just the way that you can't make a guy a dom, you certainly can't make a woman sub. Women are not just inherently submissives. So yeah, that, oh, always upset me, and maybe a handful of people have actually brought that up. The third one is the isolation bit. So very early on in the books, you start reading that he's kind of taking her away from her family and showing up, and she visits her mother. It's supposed to be kind of like a loose bit, loosely based on Twilight. It's supposed to be like a Twilight fanfiction. When she goes and she visits her mother to get away and get some space and think about the immense difference this relationship is going to make in her life, he shows up and she chooses to go be with him instead of her mother. And that part probably was a bit jarring, a bit alarming, because when you're going to spend time with family, having your lover can wait. especially if you're uncertain about the path that you're taking, because essentially, especially for somebody that is incredibly vanilla and dating somebody that is sadomasochistic, it's you're entering a whole another rabbit hole. And I feel like anybody should be given the choice to think about it instead of using sex as a manipulative tool to get what you want. Which brings me to the next one. Sex became a way of making her say yes, or a way of manipulating her into whatever it was that she didn't actually emotionally want. So physically he was meeting her needs, but emotionally it was just sucker punches left and right. And that's not right. It's not right. And for people to find that type of behavior endearing, the neediness, or the basically stripping her away of any type of power she might have. Like, she gets hired at a publishing house, and he buys the publishing house. This is how ridiculous the story is, by the way. He's supposed to be a billionaire, blah blah blah, and he just can't let her exist without him. Everything, every aspect of her life, her car, her laptop, her phone, needs to sort of revolve around him, and communicating with him in a way where it's absolutely constant throughout the day. And just makes me think, like, damn, do you have shit to do, dude? You're CEO of this pseudo company. You get where I'm going with this. With that being said, despite the fact that I choose what I choose in my own life, it always helps to do some research about a kink, or sexuality in general is just so massive and beautiful and fucked up and scary. And to be able to explore that in a safer environment with people who are encouraging, and if you want to back out on something and say, yo, this is not for me, to be able to give in that choice is a lot more admirable and a lot more of a better projection of the community than whatever the fuck was in that book. So, a lot of people have recommended, like, the story of O, or I Love The Awakening of Sleeping Beauty. It was the first book I've ever actually had to like whip out my Hitachi wand and masturbate to, because it was so sexy. And it was in terms of like dom and sub and slave and master, it was fucking brutal, but it was beautifully written. And I think Anne Rice did a pretty damn good job of getting you into that mindset where you kind of just you are in the head of a sub, and you accept your place. And it's what I would want people to be introduced to if they wanted to explore it. So that's my rant. Even if you're not into it, be well informed. That's it. Like, my friends and I had this motto last year of do your research. There's nothing wrong with knowing about something that even if you don't have any interest in, it's okay. This is a good spot for it. So yeah, I hope everybody has a better week than I have. I'm gonna go sleep.